Let's talk about What We Do in the Shadows on the Run with guest star Mark Hamill.
Totally missed.
So Jim, Vampire Jim, arrives at Staten Island, and we end up getting an entire Laszlo episode where he flees Jim the Vampire disguised with a toothpick in his mouth to set up shop as a bartender in a small town in Pennsylvania, where he just tries to help the local women's volleyball team under his pseudonym Jackie Daytona.
Totally missed that was Mark Hamill the entire time.
He's a chameleon. He does a lot of guest stars, and he's a good hider.
Okay, so absent all of the Mark Hamill compliments that I should now laud upon it, it's great. It's great. I liked seeing just a solo episode. I liked that he was running when he didn't need to run. I liked that he chose such a petty, small, and insane life. I like that his disguise was so dumb and obvious and should have fooled nobody. I liked that he went to Pennsylvania because it sounds like Transylvania. I loved everything about this episode. It was a great episode.
the toothpick is insanely genius, because I can believe that they just thought that would be funny. Like, that they thought, you know what would be funny is if he thinks a toothpick will be a disguise, because a vampire would never have a toothpick in his mouth, and then it works. Like, that's funny. It's also funny if they're like, you know what? We don't have money for a disguise. What's the cheapest disguise we could come up with? And it was a race to the bottom of ideas of what would be the silliest simple disguise. If either one of those is true, I'm happy with it. And Jackie Daytona turns out to be one of the greatest people, I guess, vampires, but they don't know that a community could ever want, just trying to help the local team.
Did they ever set up any kind of like nefarious underbelly of what he was really up to? I think no. They just made it sincere, like he just wanted to help.
He wasn't trying to eat the volleyball team. He wasn't secretly like luring patrons into the back.
He did make a point of saying, well, I did eat some people.
He eats some people, but it's not like that's not part of the plan, right? Mm-hmm. That's not why he's helping the volleyball team.
You know the joke? I feel like there was a missed joke, only because I assumed that the way that they would end this was, oh, you found me. I will pay my debt. Because he says, right, it was like from staying in a hotel.
What, like 1 month's rent or something.
Yeah,
it was something
like
so
over 100 years ago. Yeah. I was expecting to be like, all right, pay me your rent of $20. I was so ready
plus
for
interest.
Plus interest. But I was really waiting for that to be the small, you know, the, like uh-huh. a small. And it wasn't that at all. And I don't know. I think it's cool that they didn't go there. The other thing is, so that, you know, the toothpick, you know, hid that he was a vampire, but then immediately everyone in the bar, when they start fighting, go, they're vampires! Like they're fighting, but they just got two guys hissing at each other. You don't know that they're vampires.
it was so great. Good. This is the problem with perfect stuff, is it's hard to pick at anything on it. It was great.
I was bummed there was no B plot. I actually was bummed that there was
no B-plot. I think I love that there was no B-plot. I it was a full-on solo adventure featuring only Jackie Daytona. And that's something I don't think we've seen ever before in this series.
Yeah, if I had to pick on one thing, it would be similar to Bryce, where the Billy Bass being the payment just was, I mean, so many things like the toothpick are also silly, but that silliness didn't ring as funny to me as some of the other silliness. But even that, I mean, I'm just scraping to find something at that point, because it was just such a gem of an episode.
Also, two mid-credits extra scenes, I believe. They've been putting extra credit mm-hmm. scenes in there. There was one where there's him as Jackie Daytona in the bar saying, The film crew has to say that Jackie Daytona is separate from this band that they found and they want to sue, or like weird little things that felt unnecessary.
Well, that's why they throw them away in the credits. Maybe they're just like, oh, this is funny stuff. We'll throw it in here. Because one of them was Jim the Vampire being told by the coach that the Billy Bass was easily
worthless.
Replaced after he breaks it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How patient are we with the obvious setup of the ghost of Jeff versus the doll filled with what's her name. I mean, like, are we eager to see that payoff, or are we annoyed that they clearly set it up in the second episode and haven't done anything with it?
It doesn't annoy me. I figure it'll be the butt of another joke at some point, you know. And it's fine if they keep that same way. Honestly, it's the same as the Billy Bass breaking. Obviously, could set up Jim the Vampire's return at some point, but I'm not going to be worried about when that happens.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. A very weird loose thread, because I'm with you, Brian. I kind of thought that that was how we were going to wrap up that second episode, as they were going to bang and goodbye to the doll. Yeah.
Sure. Or but it may be one of those, if they're playing a longer game, then it makes sense to leave, you know, more threads dangling, which, to be honest, is a separate issue. Something that Rick and Morty had been good, past tense, in the first few seasons. So it always felt like a surprise and a delight when a thread got picked up again. But the only way to get there is to leave enough dangling threads that you could be surprised by which one gets picked up.
Well, I'm very curious what threads get picked up next week in The Return, written and directed by Jemaine Clement.
Dude, he's crushing it.
First one all season, written and directed. Jemaine directed Colin's promotion, but he has not written or directed any other episodes this season yet.
So
that will be fun. Any other thoughts on The Run?
No, it's the best show on television. It's my favorite show on television. It's the best favorite show on television.
That is On the Run from What We Do in the Shadows.